Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The 20 Massachusetts medical marijuana dispensaries provisionally approved in January are now down to 11, and those remaining probably won't begin opening until late this year or early next year. In the last 5 months, the dispensary selection process has become increasingly controversial, with accusations that the State Department of Public Health hadn't properly vetted applicants' backgrounds and claims of community support. So DPH did another review of applicants, and that resulted in a further winnowing down, as WBUR's Lynn Joliker reports.
Only those applicants deemed ready to meet the highest standards of safety, access, and quality are advancing from the verification phase. Those who did not meet those standards will not move forward.
The director of the state's medical marijuana program, Karen Van Unen, says six medical marijuana dispensary companies DPH originally selected as among the best did not make it through to the next phase in the process. They were planning to open 9 dispensaries between them. Among those disqualified, Medical Marijuana of Massachusetts, the company of former Congressman and Norfolk County DA William Delahunt. DPH faced criticism for originally approving Delahunt's team for 3 provisional licenses and giving it the highest score out of all applications. Some observers questioned whether Delahunt's political ties contributed to his success. Here he was speaking with WBUR that day back in January when the news was announced.
I'd like to know what the unfair advantage was. I don't even know the individual who actually made the final decision. But this was a very rigorous process. It clearly was done in a way that eliminated any political influence whatsoever.
All disqualified teams received letters today outlining the reasons. In the one that went to Delahunt's group, DPH says the company's plan to give 25% of gross revenues to a separate for-profit arm of the company violated the requirement that dispensaries be nonprofit. DPH also accused Delahunt of incorrectly representing support from State Senate President Therese Murray. Today in a statement, Delahunt says his team, quote, worked very hard to get this right at every turn, legally and ethically. Also eliminated from the original group, Good Chemistry and Green Heart Holistic, both of which were planning dispensaries in Boston. That leaves Boston without a proposed dispensary. Good Chemistry, which also planned a dispensary in Worcester, says in a statement the company is one of high standards, professionalism, and integrity. And, quote, to the extent that we made any misstatements in any of our application materials, we disclosed them as soon as we were aware of them. In DPH's letter to Good Chemistry, it accuses the company of misrepresenting support from state legislators in Boston and meetings with the sheriff and chief of police in Worcester, which didn't happen. Again, Medical Marijuana Program Director Karen Van Unen.
The important thing here is that we are focusing on the next step and moving to the inspectional phase with 11 applicants and being able to help them set up their operations so they can make their services available to patients.
The verification phase that took place since January included detailed background checks, verification of statements of support from local political leaders, and interviews. Jack Nickel, director of Creative Services Incorporated, which conducted the background checks, says they included international and national reviews encompassing financial backgrounds and fraud and abuse complaints.
Over 4,748 civil and criminal searches were done on the applicants in that initial phase of the process.
State Representative Jeffrey Sanchez, who was appointed by House Speaker Robert DeLeo to review the dispensary selection process, says despite today's announcement, he's still waiting for answers to questions he's been sending DPH since March.
I can appreciate that they felt the need to move forward because we need to live up to the will of the voters. At the same time, we do want to understand how they arrive at this decision-making, especially around their scoring system and the issue around administrative approval.
Asked whether she wishes DPH and the Dispensary Selection Committee more thoroughly vetted the applicants the first time around, Van Unen wouldn't concede any mistakes.
In no way do we have regrets. We're super excited about being able to move forward to the next phase with 11 applicants.
The 11 dispensaries approved today to move on to inspections receive a provisional certificate of registration. But that leaves 7 Massachusetts counties without a dispensary in the works. A separate group of five companies that scored well will now get to apply for spots in those open counties. And a totally new round of dispensary applications will begin next year. That will be open to anyone, including teams now disqualified and totally new ones. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.
The State Department of Public Health says disqualified applicants can appeal the decision. Any appeals will be resolved in Superior Court.